So we start a new sermon series today. We're going through 16 chapters of 1 Corinthians. This series is going to take us up to Easter and beyond with one or two diversions along the way. And I encourage you, if you can, to give yourself time over these coming weeks to read and study this hugely important book. Ian Hughes is preaching later in the series. He recommends 1 and 2 Corinthians by Phil Moore. And as ever, I recommend the Bible Speaks Today series. There's David Pryor's commentary on 1 Corinthians. And in a moment and through these series, you may well want to have a Bible open with the 1 Corinthians chapters in front of you. Crucially, we're going to see through this series many great themes, but fundamentally and most importantly, the vital importance of the local church with plea for unity. All that we need, if we can grasp this and just accept it, all that we need is found in Christ alone. All that you need for your life in Christ is here in your church, your local church. This is the focus for today. In the next sermon, we will see Paul's emphasis that the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom. And later, when the 1 Corinthians series will take us deep into the issues of marriage and sexuality. Very timely that we explore what St. Paul is saying to the church in Corinth, as all of us in the Church of England are being encouraged to get to grips with the Living in Faith and Love book and resources that have recently been published. On the screen, those of you that can see it, there's a quote in the introduction from our bishops, and they are pointing out that there is wide disagreement in the Church of England, disagreement that threatens to break up the Church of England. So appropriately, we will focus on these themes on Valentine's Day, Sunday, the 14th of February. There are yet more and more themes that we are going to be seeing and celebrating in these weeks as we go through 1 Corinthians. The vital focus on the Lord's Supper. Are we casual about receiving communion? Is it something that's nice to have if we can get it, but not too worried otherwise? St. Paul will highlight how regular sharing in Holy Communion is absolutely vital for the unity and well-being of a church. And we will explore these issues over Holy Week and Easter. And then the theme of being church runs throughout Corinthians. It is 1 Corinthians that gives us that glorious image of the local church being a body of Christ, the body of Christ. We together, dependent on one another, together we are the presence of Jesus in the community. With every member of the church, whether you are active or not active, whether you're able or currently disabled, whatever you are, whatever your place, you have a vital role to play. All are a member of the church together, being Christ to Jesus, to our community. And we're also going to see about spiritual gifts, tongues, prophecy, healing, and more. 1 Corinthians is the go-to book for exploring, being open to, seeking those spiritual gifts. And that will lead us on to celebrating over and above all these issues and questions is the primacy of love. You surely know that it is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that we have the most famous poem ever written on love. It is often read and quoted, but maybe rarely fully appreciated, that it actually describes who you, I, any person is meant to be. That is, we are to be love, with love being prime over all those other issues and questions. And then, as if all this is not enough, 1 Corinthians finishes with a great celebration of the glory of resurrection. Christ Jesus' victory over death with a great acclamation. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope then you are excited. I am excited about these coming weeks. We're going to hear, reflect, respond to these great themes. We are likely to feel challenged. We may disagree with one another. And all of that will be absolutely fine. As long as we hang on to what is most vital, the theme we start with today, as Paul does in chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians, and that is the vital importance of the local church with plea for unity. This series will tell us through and through that it is our commitment that is all that matters. Our commitment to Christ Jesus, our commitment to one another as the church in Westcott, our commitment to love. Before we look at these themes today, it is worth stepping back to see something of the context, the setting, the first century setting of Corinth, of 1 Corinthians, and St. Paul's relationship to the church there. As you can see from the map, Corinth was a vital trade centre linking North and South Greece. The population was multi-ethnic, coming from countries near and far. For some, it was a place of prosperity. For others, it was a place of thinking and philosophy. For all, it was a place of easy distraction. The Isthmian Games, second only to the Olympics, were held there. And it could be said that first century Corinth was centered on sex. A large temple to Aphrodite, the Greek goddess of love, dominated the city. There was also a significant temple of Apollo, a center of licentious homosexual practice. And there were over 1,000 priestesses, apparently, sacred prostitutes who plied their trade every day. The dominant cult in Corinth was dedicated to the glorification of sex. It was into this milieu that Paul came on his second missionary journey, as he himself says, in weakness and fear and with much trembling. Chapter 2, verse 3 of 1 Corinthians. You can read, and I encourage you to do so, Acts chapter 18, to find out how Paul got on in Corinth. We know that this occurred in around about AD 50-51, because Paul says that Gallio was the proconsul. Roman history, you can date it to AD 50-51. So all of this that we're talking about is attested history and geography. Our faith is established in history and geography. When Paul was in Corinth, as was often the case, he met with violent opposition, and Sosthenes, the synagogue ruler, was beaten up. Now, those of you who got your Bibles open, you'll see at the start of 1 Corinthians, Paul says the letter is from him and from Sosthenes. So it seems that Sosthenes, having been beaten up and seen that the witness of Paul to Christ, had actually joined Paul and left Corinth. And we're told, in fact, that in response to Paul's message, many of the Corinthians who heard him believed and were baptized. Acts chapter 18, verse 8. So Paul is writing this letter to a small, young, incipient church in Corinth, dated round about AD 54. So only within about 10, 20 years of the death of Christ. He wants to address all the themes that we've said through the letter that we saw a moment ago. But he starts here, as we said in chapter 1, the vital importance of the local church with plea for unity. To say again, all that you need is found in Christ alone. All that you need for your life in Christ is here in the church in Westcott, in your local church. Paul addresses his letter to his direct readers, the Church of God in Corinth, see in verse 2. But of course, as with all scripture, this is for all Christians. So see this letter as being addressed to you, the church in Westcott. First of all, as Paul does for Corinth, celebrate who we are together as the church. See in those opening few verses all that we have to give thanks for. In verse 4, Paul says for Corinth, so for us, thank God for the grace that we have received, for the grace that you have received. It is such a key word, isn't it? And comes up regularly in sermons. But to truly take grace into our being is so radical and revolutionary, we just need to go on praying grace into our lives. We will need grace through this sermon series. Verses 5 and 7, as Paul says for Corinth, so for us, the church in Westcott, thank God that we have been enriched in every way. We do not lack any spiritual gift. Again, truth to take into our being. Look around you if you can, the people on the screen, remember all the other people of the church in Westcott who cannot be here today, and know that all of the practical and spiritual gifts that you need to be the church in Westcott are here amongst us. They are there in you. God has made you to be the church in Westcott, and within you has given every gifting that is needed to be the church in Westcott. And then, verse 8, as Paul again says for Corinth, so for us, the church in Westcott. Thank God. Look at yourself and how you've been over this last week. Look at yourself and those falling short in love and how we do not love one another and all of that. And know that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are all sinners, saved by grace, every one of us. Again, truth to get deep into the core of our being. And then verse 9, as Paul says for Corinth, so for us, the church in Westcott, remember that you are called. God has put his hand on you. You are called into fellowship with one another, with Christ Jesus. In the same verse, God is faithful. He has called you and will be faithful to you. The only question is, will you be? Will you be faithful? So, as Paul is telling the church in Corinth, telling us, the church in Westcott, we have all we need to be the church, to be the church here. We have grace, all spiritual gifts, to know that we are made and only made blameless in Christ. You have all you need to get on and be church together. The rest is peripheral. See Paul's plea in verse 10 of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you'll be perfectly united in mind and thought. Paul is not saying we have to agree with everything about faith, sexuality, politics, why it's always best to be a Tottenham supporter, and all the other things that could divide us. He's simply saying, rejoice in being together, agree to disagree, hold together in love for God and love for one another. Be faithful to God and one another as God is faithful to you. The next section of 1 Corinthians verses 11 to 17 makes clear that you're not to worry either about who is your vicar. Probably worth emphasizing as Jenny and I retire later this year. Paul is astounded that members of the church in Corinth are aligning themselves to church leaders. Some apparently say they follow Paul. That is the old guy, the bod who moved on, Paul, who was their minister before. It was all so much better then, they may think, when he was here. And some may even think they don't want to go on being committed to the church family anymore, because, of course, it's going to be very different. It's not like it used to be when the old minister was here. But then some say apparently they follow Apollos, the new guy, full apparently of great speaking, bold preaching, great intellect. How good it is that he's here now, or maybe she's here now. This is what we really needed all this time. We can sit back and enjoy on a Sunday morning. Some, Paul says, apparently, some in Corinth follow Cephas, Peter, the great Christian leader, maybe the new wine speaker or mega church leader. It's to these people I will look for my spiritual growth. As Paul emphasizes, this is all nonsense. All you need is Christ and one another. It is Christ you are baptized into. It is in him in whom your life is buried. And you simply work out your baptism by being committed to God and to one another. And Paul even has to reprimand those who say, I follow Christ. See again in verse 12. Those who think they don't need a church fellowship. Those who can't be bothered to engage in being church together. Those who think that all that matters is my spiritual top up. And they're likely to go off to different churches trying to find it. Ignoring those spiritual truths that Paul has laid out, that all you need is here in your local church. So over the coming weeks then, we will see many really interesting, engaging topics in church life as we go through 1 Corinthians. The starting and overarching point, though, is simply we have all we need here together. God has given us everything we need to be the church in Westcott. Grace, all spiritual gifts, to know that we are made and only made blameless in Christ. May we know, may you know, the vital importance of the church you are a part of, the vital importance of the local church, the church in Westcott. May we be committed to unity in God and to one another. Amen.